Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about Team Beef Oklahoma.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council continues to support Team Beef Oklahoma runners in 2022. Team Beef was developed to promote beef's health benefits and showcase people leading active and healthy lifestyles fueled by beef. Across the country, members of Team Beef recognize the nutritional benefits and vital role that beef, a high-quality protein, plays in their training. And they're actively working to spread that message through race participation. In 2021, we had a great participation in Team Beef Oklahoma. Members ran in 62 races in Oklahoma and around the U.S. sporting their Team Beef jerseys. Members ran in 62 races in Oklahoma and around the U.S. sporting their Team Beef jerseys. One member actually completed the Boston Marathon, and another member completed a 50-mile race. We are looking for more runners to be a part of the team. They don't necessarily need to run 50 miles. To learn more, visit our website at oklabeef.org, and at the bottom of the page, you'll see a link to Team Beef Oklahoma.
Well, good afternoon. The cattle market pretty quiet today. Here to finish the week, the markets are actually closed tomorrow due to Good Friday. So we finished off here April up 5 points or 5 cents on the April lives at 140.67. June down 45, 136.42. The August 32 lower at 138.32. October live cattle 22 lower at 144.82. The week looks like it's going to wrap up anywhere from 139 to 141, 142 cash, probably an average of 140. So better than last week, which was 138. Box beef at midday today was 59 cents lower on choice at 271.77. Select up 49 at 259.79. That choice select spreads 11.99. We're starting to see some pretty early on feed reports come out. My own estimates here on feed, April 1st is 101%. So 1% more than last year on feed. Placements in March, in the month of March, were 94%, so 6% lower than last year. And then marketings were 98%, 2% lower than last year. So that'll be next week on that on-feed report. Again, markets are closed tomorrow. Feeder cattle down 35 in April today at 158.20. The index is 155.86. The May feeder cattle down 17 at 161.77.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
Well, the grain futures are all over the place today, but generally lower in the wheats. July Kansas City down 20 and three quarters, 11.57 and a quarter. Still made new highs for this move early in the day before selling off. So a little disappointing. Kind of had a hard time finding exact reasons why we were moving lower like we were, but we did finish lower. The Chicago wheat was 15 to 18 lower. The beans were 6 and a quarter higher in May at 16.82. July's up a quarter cent here. November new crop down 4 and a quarter at 15.01 and a half. May corn up 6 and three quarters at 7.90. The July at 5 and three quarters here at 7.83. December down a half cent at 7.35 and a quarter. And then cotton futures today, we had expanded limits all the way out to 6 cents a pound, but didn't use them. May was down 79 at 141.98. I did make new highs early in the day today, so a lot of positive, strong things happening in the cotton. December 122.48 up 30 cents on the day, new highs there as well. So the cotton market has held together really well and just keeps getting higher. It's increasing at an increasing rate. So that's a pretty long term, at least I guess, positive sign in the marketplace. Today we have the equity markets about unchanged here. The Dow's up 50, the S&P currently down about 30. Crude oil's up just over $2 a barrel.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.